بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. This is a very lengthy surah. The surah from the beginning till the ending is most beautiful. Time will not allow us to go through every part of the wording. We will look at the English here and there, and then we're coming towards the ending of the surah. The beginning of the surah, the name of the surah is Ad-Dahr, time. In the era of Quran, there was a group known as Dahriya. Today they call them naturists. They are the one that says the world came with a bang. There was nothing, then suddenly. This surah took its name as Ad-Dahr, because they took the name Dahriya, time, what they call nature, that everything happens just like that, Dahr. So the surah starts asking the Dahriya, the man who says time made everything. Because before that there was nothing. It was time that created everything. So the surah starts speaking to the man who believes that everything started from nothing. The surah starts, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ. That you're very worried about the world, and you say once upon a time there was a bang, and the world was created. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, so what about you? This argument is a very nice argument. That they say the whole world was not there, then there was a bang. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, what about you? Once upon a time, you were not there. Then what happened? So you'll tell the person, there was a bang, then you came. Everyone knows there was no bang. So you also not there. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ. Did not a time come upon man when he was nothing? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. He was nothing. But man will never say, I wasn't there, then suddenly there was a bang. He's not going to say that. When we were small, we used to ask our parents where we came from. What they would say. That. When we were small, they used to speak of the stork. That one bird came and dropped. And people believed it. Because how does the parent explain? But no one ever said there was a bang. Suddenly I came home and I saw you sitting there looking at me. Quran starts it. That you were also not there once upon a time. Why don't you say I came from a bang? Everyone understands everything came from something. Inna khalaqna al-insan. Indeed it was us who created. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, but when we created man, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ, we gave him two qualities. سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. The ability to see, the ability to hear. These two qualities started the day the child entered. As soon as he entered, even if that eye was still opening up, the father was saying, Allahu Akbar. And the music was playing. The child was listening. And then the child is looking aloud. His eyes are small, basir. From day one, Allah gave it the ability to take two things inside and to start understanding. Inna hadaynahu sabil. After creating, it was us then showed every man the way. This verse is a very unique verse. It was us that showed every man the way. The way what? The way to be a man. The child understood where to drink, how to drink. The child understood how to pick up who's my mother and who's not my mother. How to be happy with someone and how to scream in worry of someone. How the child knew? I must be comfortable with this one, not with that one. How the child was able to smell the mother. The mother never have a perfume. Even the husband can't smell his wife. If two women walk in parada, sometimes the man lands up in the wrong car. He can't smell, but that small child, Allah Ta'ala gave him the eye and the ear, but he picks up his mother through the smell. He just smells, he knows, this is someone I can trust. And somebody else takes him and says, I can't trust. Allah Ta'ala said, who showed you how to do it? But look at this verse. Imma shakiran wa imma kafuran. Irrespective of whether this person was going to grow up being grateful to Allah, or he was going to grow up being ungrateful. From the day he was born, we looked after him. Irrespective whether he was going to grow up being grateful, that imma, it made no difference. Whether he was going to grow up being grateful, or he was going to grow up being ungrateful, we showed him what to do. Allah Ta'ala never leave no one. A small child also was protected. Small child. What he wanted, Allah provided. When he cried, Allah created mercy in the heart. Normally when you hate someone, that is why it's only Allah who can be blessed. When you hate someone, you want to see him in pain. Now Almighty Allah, where Allah is angry with someone, but in this world, if that same someone says, and I want this, Allah Ta'ala says to the angel, give it to him. Imma shakiran, irrespective of whether he was going to grow up to be grateful or he was going to be ungrateful, for Allah knows everything. Inna hadaynahu sabil, we showed every person how to grow up, how to walk, how to talk, how to make decisions, how to eat, how to go to toilet. Man made unique decisions. That is why when a man reaches the height of his success and you see him so proud, at that time you don't tell him, then have you forgotten Allah? Rather you say, remember, Allah knew the day you were born you were going to forget him. But from that day Allah made sure he never forgot you. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. You grew up strong and you forgot Allah. Allah knew you were going to forget him when you were weak, but he never ever left you. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. Now Quran is not for that man. That man forgot Allah. It's for me and you to think, what about me? Am I also the one who, when I was small, Allah never left me? How can I be the one who is now ungrateful? Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, it's your choice. If you want to appreciate, you will get Jannah. If you want to act stubborn, we have created أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. We have prepared for the disbelievers. أَعْتَدْنَا. We have prepared for the disbelievers chains. سِلْسِلَ سَلَاسِلْ. Chains. أَغْلَال غُلُّن. They would put it on their neck. They would keep slaves with it. That heavy chain which was on the neck, the head is up, was sa'ir, and the blazing fire. For the kuffar, for the disbeliever, for the ungrateful, chains and shackles and a blazing fire. And as for the people, Allah Ta'ala then describes, as for the people of righteousness, and then so many verses, they will be drinking from a cup whose mixture is camphor. It will be a spring, yashrabu biha ibadullah, from which the slaves of Allah will drink. They would fulfill the promises they made to Allah, and they always feared a day, kana sharruhu mustatira, whose evil would be widespread. This is a very unique surah, but we don't have time to do it. We will stop on this verse for a while. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامِ. The people of Allah are such, they are ready to feed. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامِ. They are ready to feed others. عَلَى حُبِّهِ. عَلَى حُبِّهِ has two meanings. And both meanings work unique. One is, there are certain times in life where a man is very, very hungry. You will see it in Ramadan especially. He also was fasting the whole day. Whole day he was fasting. And now it's the time of breaking fast. You will see it in the haram. That man will say, come, come to my dastarkhan. But now there are people who are going to serve you. So it's very nice to sit there, because then you see a little bit halib is coming. And a little bit kajur is coming. And then you're looking anything else, anything else. Man, his nature is that. Whatever he gets, he look a little bit, what about that one? What about that one? But what he doesn't understand is that small children who are running and getting him everything, they also roza. So how they would love that I can also sit and you get me. Because we're just grabbing it. Give me that bread there. I think I need that bread. Give me that little juice there. Now you get one child running with the juice. He's running with the breads. But he's also hungry. If you ask him, you don't want it. He says, I want it. He says, so why? He says, I feed despite having love for it. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامِ They feed عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ Despite having love for that very food. That's one meaning. That the man is hungry, but he's allowing somebody else to eat. How he feels when he looks at you enjoying that milk and not even telling him, take a sip. You don't even think he's roza. He looks at you and he has to clean up also. He looks at you eating it. After you eat, he doesn't go to eat. There's no time in the haram. Soon as you finish eating, he has to clean up. Allahu Akbar. You ask him, you never eat. He says, no time. He says, you don't want. He says, I definitely want. But someone has to feed. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ Despite having immense love for the food, they're feeding others. Then you'll see students of the madrasa. Whenever there's a dawat and there's guests, isn't it? They feed others despite having extreme love for the food. Isn't they do that? Second meaning is ala hubbihi. Because of the love, that hubbihi doesn't mean hubbi ta'am. It means ala hubbillah. For the love of Allah, they are ready to feed others. Ala hubbillah. They are ready to feed others because of the love they have for Allah. They are ready to feed the poor, miskeen, the orphan, even the captive. A captive has the world. Whoever looked after captives. Captives came from one land, a Muslim land. When they set free, their bones are broken. They go immediately into hospital. On the other side, a Muslim takes a captive. And it happened in front of the world recently. The most the captive will be able to say is, they never feed me, Lord. Never feed me, Lord. Say, did they feed you? He said, whatever food came, they gave me. They remained hungry so that I could eat. Who will ever feed a captive and stay hungry? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ In the love of Allah, they are ready to even feed the captive. In the love of Allah. And if someone says you should have just killed the captive, like, what you fed the captive? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ They would say, we only feed you for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise that captive, that same captive, as soon as goes back, that same captive is the one who doesn't appreciate. Either because of government pressure or whatever else. Sometimes they want to say thank you, sometimes they say it. But once they go back there, they change their story. You will think these people will go so upset that next time a captive comes, I'll never feed him. He says, نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ We only feed you for the love of Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً We do not have any desire that you will pay us back. You are captive. We know as soon as we leave you, you'll change your story. وَلَا شُكُورًا We know you won't even thank us after this. You'll never ever phone and say, you know, during those days, I can't thank you enough. You stayed hungry and you gave me food. But still the next captive that comes, they'll do the same thing again. Someone will say, now it's revenge time. نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ In the love of Allah, people have done amazing things. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِن رَبِّنَا Indeed, we fear from our Allah that if we do not fulfill the rights of the poor, the captive, يَوْمًا a day, abus, from Abasa, where the forehead will frown, abus. We fear a day that will make the head, the face frown. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Because they behave like this in this world, they fed despite desiring. They fed those who others would never think of feeding. They were even kind to the captive. When they fulfilled what they had to do, the promise they made with Allah, فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So then Allah saved them from the harms of that day. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. And Allah paid them back because of their sabr. جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Gardens and silk. And thereafter comes Jannah. How Allah will give them reclining on their couches. They will not see in it any sun. They will not see in it freezing cold. Its shade will always be falling upon them. دَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا. Qutuf, its fruits, will always be low. Wherever they're walking, they look up, they'll see one apple in front of them. Something ready to be plucked. Whatever you want, you will find it's always there. The surah is a unique surah. You have to understand the language. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ. Vessels of silver will be moving around. وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. And cups which will look like crystal clear. قَوَارِيرًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ. It will be glass, but it will be of silver. Meaning silver in nature, but see-through. So pure you will see the drink, but it will not be glass, it will be silver, but so pure like glass you will think. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. They will be given to drink in it a glass which will have ginger as its mixture. Ginger. Everyone likes ginger, isn't it? What you'll call it? Ginger? Beer. Everyone likes ginger. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Murana Zakariya Rahmatullah loved ginger beer. It was the only thing he loved. Hazrat never liked anything of dunya. But ginger beer he loved. So people would travel now and they would take ginger beer. At least at that time Coke was getting some business. So then one day one of his khadims made a joke. And he said, Hazrat, you know what they call this in South Africa? He never used to eat anything now. Hazrat Sheikh was like, left the whole world. One thing left, ginger beer. And then the khadim told him, Hazrat, you know what they call this? So he said, no, what they call it in South Africa? He said, beer. So Hazrat said, what's beer? So he said, beer, you know, like, beer, liquor. And Hazrat got shocked. Like, that khadim was joking. Like, they call it gin, but it's not beer. And he just looked at the thing, and after that, Hazrat Shaykh never drank it again. The other khuddam was so upset with this khadim, like, why you had to talk? One thing left in the world for him. And you had to tell him beer. But look at their nature. Whenever they would get that word also, even if it was permissible, but the word was dirty, after that, they said, not for me. Take it away. Not for me. So on that day, there will be ginger. And it won't be ginger beer. That day, pure, pure. This will be Jannah. We come to the verse, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ. I want you to understand Jannah before understanding this verse. In this world, you see everyone's house is bigger than the next person's house. But you'll never see a man who says, come, I'll show you. He'll say, I'll show you my palace. That's if you got a huge house. You'll never ever hear a man saying, come, I'll show you my kingdom. You'll never hear that. Allah Ta'ala says, in Jannah we don't speak of houses. In Jannah we speak of kingdoms. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ. When you will see there, When you will see there, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمٌ, you will only see blessings. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, and you will see a huge kingdom. You will see a huge kingdom. Normally, if in this world you reach a country, only one person has a kingdom, they call it the king. One person got a kingdom. In Jannah, everyone is a king. So you're not going to see a house, you're going to see a kingdom. Every person, when he's introduced, they won't say, let me take you to your house. They will say, let me take you to your kingdom. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ, when you will see what you're getting there, you will only see blessings. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, you will see what a huge kingdom. Again, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ, when you will see there what you are getting, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمٌ, you will only see blessings. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, and you will see what a huge kingdom. All these verses of Jannah. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. Remember, the punishment was mentioned in only one verse. That the people who are not ready to accept will do for them in this world. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. Even if they don't want to ever thank us in this world, I'll do for them. I'll never forget. I'll show them the way. Inna hadaynahu sabil. But in that world, I've already left chains for them, shackles for them, the fire for them. As for abrar, the people of piety, this entire surah is to speak about them. What I will give them, what I will give them, what I will give them. And after describing all of that, from here we want to translate now. When man will see what he is getting in Jannah, and he will be so thrilled, especially with this, رَأَيْتَ مُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, that I'm not going to give you one palace, I'm going to give you a kingdom. Man definitely on that day will say, Allah, I never thought, I never imagined that my small effort will give me a kingdom. I never imagined my small effort will give me a kingdom. We were discussing the other day marriage. I don't say this, but one boy said it. He said, our ustad in madrasa, I don't believe it, but he said it. He said, our ustad in madrasa says, that if your father is poor, it's not your fault. If your father is poor, it's not your fault. But if your father-in-law is poor, you are stupid. We're discussing about ulama getting rosy, like ulama must work because people don't pay the ulama a lot. So they were discussing this issue about must the alim do like taxi driving at night? Or must he do this? Or must he do work of ilm? He must start his business and then start doing this. Whole discussion was carrying on. And then this one person, he said that sentence that silenced everyone. He said, our ustad said that and he was a rich, I mean the house he was staying in was big. And he was trying to say the secret of his success. So he said, our ustad said, if your father is poor, it's not your fault. But if your father-in-law is poor, you are stupid. So he said that way. Everyone else is a taxi driver, he's selling phones, and what about him? He said, I'm looking after the rich man's daughter. So he said, I only had to do one thing. And I never thought I'd get a whole kingdom. One thing. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. Allah Tabarak Allah say, all of this. All of this. He's a reward. Jaza, we translate it as reward, but actually jaza means payback. All of this is your pay. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. All of this is your pay. We hear normally the narration where one man never paid his worker because the worker thought it's too little. So he went away angry. And this man then took that one that he is supposed to pay him and he invested it in an animal. And then that animal, and maybe two, and then they gave breeding, and he started keeping it in one separate valley. And the day came where this man came back and he said, "Oh servant of Allah, remember one day you never paid me. So give my money now." And then he says to the person, "You know that money, I invested it for you. Come, I'll show you." And it was an entire valley of animals. Entire valley. And he says, this man took it all and he never even thanked me. So normally when we hear that narration, we always think, I wish I was that man. That I did work for someone, I never take my money, I come back after 3 years, he tells me, "You know what? All of this is yours." In this world, the opposite happens, isn't it? You invest money with someone, after 5 years, you come back, you ask him, "Where's it?" Say, "All of this gone." All gone. And then I say, "All yours." So we all want that. No one ever thinks about that's what's going to happen in Jannah. We always think what I do in this world, I'm going to see it in Jannah. We are just like that worker. We were only deserving of that one rand. But Almighty Allah takes everyone's one and invests it by Him. That is why Jannah is created. He invests it by Him. Otherwise, how much of Salah we have read? Imagine that man who only read 2 rakats of Salah and died. That man who just read La ilaha illa and died. Allah takes that one kalima and invests it. And then it just starts getting bigger, 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 because every one thing has to make a kingdom. Every one thing. Ask a man, how do you buy a kingdom with 1 rand? How do you buy a kingdom? So the money gets invested by Allah. So when he told the man that this entire valley is yours, first the man said, "Oh servant of Allah, don't joke with me. On the day of Qiyamah, when man will be introduced to paradise, he will enter وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, and you will see what a kingdom. Our answer to Allah will be the same. That, "Oh Allah, are you joking? Oh Allah, are you joking?" A man will say this to Allah. That, "Are you joking? Like, that this and this and this and this, everything is mine. Are you joking?" Allah Tabarak Tala will say, "Oh my servant, it's time for me to pay you back." So a man will say, "But I never did so much." وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. You never do lot, but your effort was appreciated. Your effort. This "your effort was appreciated" is actually to show that the result wasn't good. Where you tell a student, "Your effort was appreciated." In madrasa, we tell the student that when we make him pass. Then he asks, "How was my marks?" So the ustad says, "Your effort was appreciated." What that means? Say, don't ask about your marks. I rather don't show you. But I know during the year you tried. I know during the year. One boy was sitting once upon a time with one kitab, Mantik. Mantik is not a very hard kitab, but depending how it's taught. So poor guy never understood it, lot people never understood it. But the next day they're writing the imtihan. So he went to someone and said, "Help me with this book." And now it was about 1 o'clock in the morning and the two of them are sitting trying to understand this. Imagine who's going to go, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So at that time it just happened, the teacher who used to teach that kitab for some reason came to the madrasa. So he walked in and he saw this boy, 1 o'clock in the morning, a boy who doesn't study Awliya. 1 o'clock in the morning, so he walked past and he sees this boy and the other boy looking at that kitab. Mantik. And it was his paper the next day. So if he wanted to, the next day he could have told the boy that, "You know what, your efforts were well appreciated." But that ustad was a jokey ustad, so he looked and then he laughed and he said, "My child, even till Fajr you carry on with this kitab, you're still going to fail." As the ustad walked away, that boy, he never took it as a joke. He banged the kitab, threw it on the floor. He said, "I'm going to go sleep." He went. So see that sentence. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. In this world, even if you set till Fajr for someone, if you fail, you fail. If you fail, you fail. But by Almighty Allah, if you make an effort, even if you fail, you passed. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. It's a very unique verse. That your results we're not going to look at, because who will ever give results in the court of Allah? Who will ever manage? وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. It's because of this that martyrdom is victory. Otherwise, normally martyrdom is supposed to be failure. Martyrdom is victory. Because you're going to win the war. But if you don't win the war, so all of them were killed. You say you failed. You were supposed to protect the Muslim Ummah. You all died. They will say we were supposed to make effort. As for protecting the Ummah, that's Allah's job. Our job was to make an effort. He said, did I make an effort? I made the effort. I ran into the enemy, I died. Allah will say, and your efforts were well appreciated. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. It is thus that taught the world in Islam, it is not results that Allah looks at, it is effort. The whole world will give you a trophy when you get results. No one will give you a trophy for effort. You made so much effort to win the race, but you lost the race. Do you think they'll pay you that million? They'll pay it for the one who wins the race. They'll never pay it for the one who made effort to win the race. So you trained, but you never won. No one will say, I appreciated your effort, here's the prize. They'll say, you were supposed to get results. It is because of this one person in this world can win. Because only one person can reach. But by Almighty Allah, everyone can win because everyone can make effort. Everyone can make an effort. One time when they were discussing in the country that what is more important to do, to be in a madrasa and to study to become an alim, or to be moving around and giving dawah, tabligh, or to be in the khanka and making Allah, Allah, and worrying about your jealousy and taking it out. So they said, is the khanka important? Is tabligh important? Is the madrasa important? So one alim came. So they asked him, at that time it was a big discussion, which is important? So he said, you see, once upon a time there was a king. And he only had one daughter. And obviously when you are a king and a daughter, you automatically think king's daughter has to be pretty, isn't it? But not always. But as I told you, the man said, my father-in-law is rich. Doesn't matter about the girl. So they all wanted this girl. But three princes pitched up at the same time. And the king understands, if I give this prince my daughter, other two princes will be upset with me. So I'm going to spoil it for myself. So finally he says to them, see, I give you money. All of you. And you've got 1 year, you go and you find something unique, that you can come and when me and my daughter look at you, we say, you really won my heart. So I'll give you how much of money you want, you go and look for something. Something that somebody else doesn't have. Go. After 1 year, three people pitch up. Three princes. They use a lot of money and they found. The first one says, I went and I found a mirror. That if I look in the mirror, I can tell you what's happening to people far away. See, in that time, we had to spend 1 year to get it. Nowadays, we just get it with the smartphone. Just press it on and say, how is it? Someone's sick. But at that time, where they had smartphones. So he had his mirror. I can look at the mirror and I can tell you the condition of someone far away. He said, that is something. The second one said, me, I have got a gift. If you need me to take you far away, with the speed of the winds, I can transport you there so quickly. Nowadays, you can just say, buy an aeroplane ticket. So what they got in the past, nowadays we got it without the 1 year effort. But we're still not getting the princess. Second one got it. Third one. He said, I got one potion with me. That even if the person is on the verge of death, you just give this medicine and then they'll come back. You'll say COVID vaccination. Let's give it. Only that vaccination will go faster. So he said, that's an amazing thing. So he says, my daughter is not here at the moment. Let her decide now. Because that's the best way, isn't it? So I don't want to make a decision. Why you be angry with me? So he said, where's my daughter? So he asked the first one, where's my daughter? So he looked in his mirror. And he says, your daughter at the moment is... And he says, she's there in that other palace, but she's not well. You know she's not well. He said, what? He looks inside and they see the daughter is not well at all. So he says to the second one, get us there quickly. And he buy the ticket. So immediately all of them are transported. But when they reach there, he tells the third one, where's your medicine? So the third one gives the medicine. Immediately and she comes. So what happened? They explain to her. Now all three of them saved the girl, isn't it? All three of them saved the girl. So then the alim said, see, in the world, Allah created the ulama. They look in the light of Quran, in the mirror of Quran and Sunnah, and they can tell you where the ummah is, where it's supposed to be. What's happening, what's not supposed to happen, what's going to happen. So they see it all. He says, but they, after telling you what's happening, don't get to where the problem is. He says, our tablighi brothers, they get there. The ulama see, hey, there's a lot of drugs in the world. But the alim doesn't reach the place where the drugs are. They get there. They knock at the door and they tell the person, brother, sister, why don't you come out? And the person, I'm waiting for you so long. So long I'm waiting for you. When you hear da'wat issues, you'll be amazed, especially da'wat to non-Muslims. Today's time when people are giving da'wat to non-Muslims, every story can be written in a book. Every story. Going to one Muslim's house, every time they go into the Muslim's house, he's not there. The worker says, boss is not here. So the Jamaat got so upset with him, he says, the liar, your boss. Every time he's not here. And that worker said, and what about you people? You came so many times for my boss, you couldn't come for me. It was straight. So they got a shock. So they told some other boys to go and give da'wat. Then they go visit this. Forget the boss, go visit him, because you all give da'wat to non-Muslims. They went. He said, actually my father was a Muslim, my mother non-Muslim. I went with my mother years ago, that's why I'm Christian. For years I would wait. For years I would wait. That if someone can one day invite me back to Islam. He said, I would see these people knock on the door and say, where's your boss? And I would think, why don't they ask me also, what about you? For years I waited, for years. You'll never understand how people are waiting for Islam. What and what waqiyat will you? So to get there, then you need the people on the ground, knocking on the door. How are you? Very happy to see you, waiting so long for you. He says, but finally when you find the sick person, now you need to take him out of his addiction, of this world, out of drugs. So he says, let's go to the Khanka. Let's go to the Khanka. Sit there 30 days, you'll get your medicine. He said, but who saved the ummah? He said, did the ulama save? If the ulama never told what the issues, the people wouldn't have reached what's right, what's wrong. And if there wasn't the people to reach them, who was going to bring the sick person to the hospital? But once you come back to the hospital, if there wasn't the doctor, who's going to give the medicine? So he says, Allah made it that we need all. Nice story. We were all worrying, so someone then spoke on behalf of all of us. He said, Hazrat, unique example. But we want to know who married the princess. That's like more important. Like, who married the princess? So he said, I also don't know. He said, I don't know. So what was the answer of that? Who married the princess? He says, in this world, the whole world, if they run for the world will never be able to satiate all. The world will not even be able to satiate one. That the two who don't get the princess, they'll go away angry. They spend 1 year of effort, but they're going to go away angry. And the one who gets the princess, they already made so much bad nazar on her. How she was sick first time, she'll get sick second time again. He'll be sitting with a problem again. This world, You will die for this world. Those who don't get it, they also cry. And the one who gets it, that one sometimes cries a lot after it. This was Hazrat Hakim Sahib's main waqiyah, this one. Shabnam. He loved this waqiyah. He used to cry and laugh with this waqiyah. Shabnam. Shabnam. Shabnam is like dew. One girl's name. Hazrat Hakim Sahib loved this waqiyah. Whenever they would say it, he would go in wajh like. That the man went to a mad hospital. So they're taking him through the different rooms. And then he sees everyone like. But when he comes to the one room, he hears the man saying, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. So he carries on. Then he comes to another place. And he hears the man saying, Ah, Ah. So then he leaves. So he's thinking about Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. So he asks the person, what's the Shabnam story? He says, it's a love story. This boy was on the verge of marrying a girl called Shabnam. He did everything for her, everything for her. And just before the marriage, she ran away with his best friend. He went into depression. He started saying, Shabnam, Shabnam. All day he says, Shabnam, Shabnam. This man said, what a thing. He said, but I'll tell you something. You know the guy after who's saying, ah, he married Shabnam. He married that Shabnam. The Rakim Sahib would say, some went mad in the shock of wisal. In the shock of wisal, in the desire, if only I can connect, some went mad. And he says, others went mad because they connected too strong. They got too close to Shabnam. They went mad. Some went mad because they couldn't get her. Others went mad because they got her. This world. Even the man who got the princess will not satiate him. Now he says with Allah, one Allah, but he can satiate the entire world. One Allah. One Allah. So those three people, if the king has to pay them back of this world, how does he pay them back? The king can't. But when Allah Tabarakala will pay, Allah will say, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Your efforts have been well appreciated. For you is the kingdom, for you is the kingdom, for you is the kingdom. Kingdom is a unique thing. There's another qiraat in this verse. And this qiraat is read with the first qiraat. First qiraat is mulkan kabira. When you will see there, you will see a great kingdom. And the second qiraat, wa idha ra'aita thamma. When you will see there, ra'aita na'iman, you will see what blessings. Wa malikan kabiran. And you will see what a king also. And you will see what a king. You will get the kingdom and you will get the king. You will get the kingdom and the king. That king would say, I can't give all of you my daughter. Finally, he will say, one will get my princess. But the king will never say, and he will also get me. Say, you get my daughter, but you're not getting me. Allah Tabarakala says, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Your efforts are so appreciated. When you will see there, you will see a kingdom. And in the kingdom, you will see malikan kabira. So much. Now a man has to make a decision. What do I want? Do I want to be the one who does not appreciate? Then I can't expect to be appreciated. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. So automatically we'll all say, I want to be the one who appreciates. I appreciate Allah, Allah will appreciate me. So to be the one who appreciates, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, if you appreciate your Allah, then do one thing. Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila. We revealed upon you this Qur'an. Slowly, slowly we reveal it unto you. Fasbir li hukmi rabbik. So for the command of your Rabb, be patient. For the command of your Rabb, be patient. Be patient in Quran, how? Quran came slowly, slowly, slowly. So the learning of Quran is to also be slowly, slowly, slowly. Many a child enters, starts learning Quran and says, I'm tired, I can't manage anymore. He says, I will appreciate your efforts. You will have to make sabr till then. He said, I reveal this Quran slowly, slowly, slowly. You be patient with this Quran for the sake of your Rabb. Learn this Quran slowly, slowly, slowly. The time comes, memorize this Quran slowly, slowly, slowly. فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Time comes to practice, the world will tell you, do something else. Quran will say, do this. فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Slowly, slowly, be patient on the command of your Rabb. We reveal this Quran to you. You appreciate. Said, if you appreciate this Quran, then remain patient with the command of your Rabb. Slowly, slowly with Quran. Don't ever become bored of Quran. Don't ever become tired of it. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. At the beginning of the surah, we thought about that kafur, isn't it? إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. There will be some people who won't appreciate. Allah says, you yourself at that time said, I don't want to be him. But now when you will be busy with Quran, that same kafur, that same athim, sana, he has created a world of entertainment. And he invites the man practicing on Quran, memorizing Quran, learning Quran, making khidmah of Quran. He invites him to a world of entertainment. He tells him, let's go for a match tonight. Let's go to the club tonight. There's a dance on. Let's go watch a movie. Allah Ta'ala says, you yourself said you want to appreciate. So appreciate my Quran, make sabr. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا. The sinner. Now is not the time to listen to the sinner. Don't listen to the one who never appreciated. You want to be different. Rather you وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Remember the name of your Rabb in the morning and the evening. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسْجُدْ لَهُ. And at night, where that man parties, parties, parties until he sleeps. You learn Quran, learn Quran, learn Quran. And when everyone goes to sleep, you go make sajda. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسْجُدْ لَهُ. For that Allah makes sajda. وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. In the lengthy night. Meaning I gave you a very long night. You're going to go sleep at 10. And you're going to wake up at 5. So many hours. In that lengthy night, وَسَبِّحُ glorify your Allah. If ever you wake up at night and you can't make sajda to Allah, at least make subhanallah. At least make some dua. Do something. The night is so long, لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا سَبِّحُ. Last verse. إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. It is those people who are desirous of immediate enjoyment. Ajila, immediate. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. They have left behind them a very difficult day. They have left behind them a very difficult day. At the end of the surah, Allah will say, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرًا. This is just a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ, whoever wishes, he will make his way now to his Allah. اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So we never translated the entire surah. It's quite long. However, we will have the whole surah read. When you will come to those verses, you can see it here on the screen. Those who can't see it, when you will come to the verses of وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Your efforts have been well appreciated. When you will come to the verse of they loved food, but they would still feed others. And you must say, Allah, make me like that. When you will come to the verse, I reveal the Quran, you must appreciate the Quran. فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Then make an intention, no matter how hard the world is, I'll never leave my Quran. I'll never leave my Quran, no matter what.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا؟ إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا. يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا. ويطعمون متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت خطوفها تذليلا. ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب قدروها تقديرا. ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا. عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا. إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا. فاصبر لحكم ربك منهم آثما أو كفورا. واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا. ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبح ليلا طويلا. إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا يدخل من يشاء في رحمته يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما.
صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله.